This is Ursula Kampmann with COIN's weekly event podcast. Today, I'm going to tell you about the excursion to Segovia, which took place as part of the Evento Numismatico in Madrid. The excursion to Segovia was a highlight for me, because I was curious to see what had become of the ruins of the Segovian Mint. The first time I was in Segovia was shortly after 2000, in connection with an IAPN meeting. At that time, a young, enthusiastic American named Glenn Murray showed us the ruins of the former mint. I admit it, I was tired, his lecture was endless, and I had no idea about Spanish coins. Nothing stuck with me at that time. And then, in 2003, the International Numismatic Congress came to Madrid. Again, there was an excursion to Segovia. Again, the enthusiastic Glenn Murray. Again, the ruins. And again, a long lecture. I listened, more or less attentively. But back then, I took a lot of photos. I only realized later how useful these photos were. Every time I wrote an article, made a film on early modern minting technology, I used these photos and Glenn Murray's research. The Segovia Mint is a great example of how raw materials became coins. Thanks to many documents in the archives, Glenn Murray succeeded in linking the individual steps of minting to the buildings on site. In Segovia, you can see exactly where the raw materials arrived, where they were weighed, inventoried and stored before they were minted. So, in the remains of the Segovia Mint, we can get a pretty clear picture of coin minting and follow the path from the incoming raw materials to the finished coin from station to station. It took me a long time to understand how unique this is. And I was probably not the only one. It was Glenn Murray who made me understand that. He is the one who convinced many people that the Segovia Mint is a cultural heritage that must be preserved. And indeed, when I was in Segovia this time, in 2024, there was this magnificent open-air museum where there had previously been only ruins. The Segovia Mint is a wonderful example that individuals can make a difference in numismatics if they are true coin enthusiasts. But enthusiasm is not the most important thing. Perseverance is even more important. I don't want to know how many times Glenn Murray told the same story over and over until he disposed of the resources to turn the ruins into an open-air museum. That was Ursula Kampmann with the COIN's weekly event podcast on the Evento Numismatico in Madrid. Our next event site will be for the ANA in the Rosemont Center, Chicago, from August 6 to 10, 2024.